My father was raised during the Great Depression. He grew up extremely poor and developed a poverty mindset. He was taught in seminary that you had to be poor to show God that you were holy. The church he pastored made sure he stayed holy by keeping him poor. He was making a little more than $100 a week, trying to raise his children, barely surviving. One time, he and my mom kept a guest minister in their home all week. The Sunday after the service, a businessman came up to my father and handed him a check for $1,000. That's like $5,000 today. He said, "I want you to have this personally to take care of the expenses of the guest minister." My father took the check by its corner as though it were contaminated. He said, "Oh no, I could never receive this. We must put this in the church offering." He walked toward the offering plate, and with every step, something said, "Don't do it. Receive God's blessings. Receive God's favor." He ignored it and dropped it in the offering plate. When he did, he said he felt sick to his stomach. There's something on the inside of us that says we're supposed to be blessed. We're supposed to live an abundant life. It's because we are children of the King. It was put there by our Creator. But here's the key. You have to give God permission to prosper you. You can't go around with a lack mentality, thinking, "I'll just take the leftovers to show everyone how humble I am. After all, God wouldn't want me to have too much. That would be greedy. That would be selfish." Get rid of that false sense of humility. That's going to keep you from an abundant life. Consider these words from Deuteronomy 28 in the Message translation. God will lavish you with good things. He will throw open the doors of His sky vaults and rain down favor. You will always be the top dog and never the bottom dog. You need to start seeing yourself as the top dog, not living off the leftovers, not able to afford what you want, in the land of not enough. Come over to the land of more than enough. It starts in your thinking. Give God permission to increase you. Give Him permission to lavish you with good things. We think, is it wrong for me to want to live in a nice house or drive a nice car? Is it wrong to want to have funds to accomplish my dreams, or wrong to leave an inheritance for my children? God is saying, it's not wrong. I take pleasure in prospering you. If it was wrong to have resources, abundance, and wealth, why would God have chosen to start the new covenant with Abraham? Abraham is called the father of our faith. The scripture says Abraham was extremely rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He was the Bill Gates of his day. God could have chosen anyone, but He chose Abraham, a man extremely blessed. David left billions of dollars for his son to build the temple, and yet David is called a man after God's own heart. Get rid of the thinking that God wouldn't want me to have too much. That wouldn't be right. That might not look good. It's just the opposite. When you look good, it makes God look good. When you're blessed, prosperous, successful, it brings Him honor. I realize that everything I have comes from God. Whether it's the suit I'm wearing, my car, my house, my resources, it's God's goodness. You don't have to apologize for what God has done in your life. Wear your blessings well. The scripture says, it is the Lord who gives you power to get well. God wouldn't give you power to do something and then condemn you for doing it. There is nothing wrong with you having money. The key is to not let money have you. Don't let it become the focus of your life. Don't seek that provision, seek the provider. Money is simply a tool to accomplish your destiny and to advance His kingdom. Victoria and I have big dreams in our hearts. It's going to take millions of dollars to do what's on the inside. These are dreams not just for ourselves, for a bigger this or bigger that, but a dream to build orphanages, a dream to build medical clinics. I can't do that with a limited, lacking, God doesn't want me to have much mentality. I realize my father owns it all. He makes streets out of gold. You are not going to bankrupt heaven by believing for an abundant life. All God has to do is go pick up a chunk of pavement and give it to you. When you have this abundant mentality and a desire to advance the kingdom, God will lavish you with good things. He will open up the doors of His sky vaults so that you will not only accomplish your dreams, but you can help be a blessing to the world. My prayer for you is found in Deuteronomy 1:11. It says, "May the Lord God of your father increase you 1,000 times more than you are." Can you receive that into your spirit? 1,000 times more favor, 1,000 times more resources, 1,000 times more income. Most of the time, our thinking goes tilt, tilt, tilt. It's because we've been hanging out with that skinny goat too long. It's time to cut him loose. It's time to have a fatted calf mentality. God is about to press some things down. He's about to make room for more of His increase. Now get up every morning. Say, "Lord, I want to thank You that You are opening up Your sky vaults, raining down favor, lavishing me with good things. I am prosperous." If you'll have this abundant mentality, I believe and declare, you won't live in the land of just enough or the land of barely enough, but you're coming in to the land of more than enough.